Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Chuck Bonneville, and that's Julie Hayden. We're in the middle of Indian winter. It's beautiful weather. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Truth straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Well, just when you think the disaster under Chair Brito Horn, that is the Colorado Republican
Party. Couldn't get worse.
It does get worse. Last show, we told you all about the financial disaster they have, how she's driven the party,
into bankruptcy.
Roughly $200,000 in debt that we will never get out of. Well, this morning we wake up and the vice chair, Richard Holtorf.
Who replaced the prior chair who resigned because he couldn't work with Brito Horn.
Right. Also resigned saying Brito Horn's a disaster and he can't take it anymore. In the meantime, the secretary, Russ Andrews, who we're told wants to resign, but Jeff Hurd won't let him. I don't know why he's listening to Jeff Hurd, is meanwhile continuing his threats against any members of the party leadership.
You kind of say a lot of Republicans, you're kind of wimpy, right? I mean, they're kind of effeminate in some way.
Not Andrews.
We have our real fighters this end.
No. The worst of ways. So I want to bring on with this once again the Colorado Hispanic Republican Chairman Ray Garcia, who has bravely filed a motion. I mean, he's asked.
Not a motion. He's
filed a complaint. First, he filed petitions asking Brito Horn to acknowledge that the party fired her attorney, Steve Klenda, who we owe all the money to. And then he said, hey, look, you know, we want to have a special meeting to talk about your failed leadership. She's ignoring all that. Ray, every time you turn around, there's got to be more fuel to your fire. So welcome to the show and thanks for coming on again.
Hey, guys. Nice to be on. Thanks for having me.
So I guess first let me get your reaction to we've been hearing rumblings, right, that first Holtorf and Andrews have said, oh, they'd signed a recall petition. They can't stand working with Brita.
If working is the right word.
Yeah, working is the right word. So this morning we wake up and Holtorf has indeed resigned. Andrew's considering it. Just your sort of first reaction to that.
Well, let's be clear. Richard has not actually resigned yet.
Yeah.
He's going to resign at the end of February.
Right.
That's right.
Which is quite telling if you're looking at this in a timeline frame. What happens after he resigns? We have to get a reorg meeting, the election of the vice chair, which puts this well into right before the state.
Exactly. And I don't know if Holtorf, my guess is he did, if he had resigned immediately, then Brito would have to have, the way it works as I understand it is, so she has 30 days to issue a call to elect a new vice chair. And then after the call, she has 10 to 15 days, something like that, to actually hold the meeting. So if Holtorf had done actually the really honorable thing and just resigned right away, that would have put it before the assembly. Now she has some wiggle room. And what kind of mess does that create, do you think?
Well, this is like I've been saying all along, I do not think we're going to have a state assembly. That's what their whole purpose and their whole plan is, in my opinion. Yeah. That's what I see happening is the timeline is just falling right into place. And then when Brita, right before the assembly, can step down, say that, you know, she's not getting any help from the Dave crew is what she'll call it, and blame everything on Dave Williams and just walk away. And we're going to be left with no assembly.
And the key for that is, if you're a grassroots candidate who is not going to the petition route, that really leaves you scrambling to try to get on the ballot.
We can have all just bought and paid for candidates.
Yes, Jeff Hurd, Jeff Crank, Gabe Evans, Kirkmeyer.
Yeah, Barb Kirkmeyer can run in and say, oh, let's save it with the jungle primary.
Jungle primary.
Well, it is interesting, though, that Holtorf, though, went out of his way to publicly talk about how difficult Brita is to work with.
Well, let me read that to you.
Okay, here. This is what he
had. I worked with countless Republicans, which include Julie and I, quite frankly. attempting to communicate and mediate in good faith between all parties across the state. Demanded an end to lawfare in the co-GOP as the first step in this journey of our healing our party. Unfortunately, most of my efforts have been to no avail. Regrettably, as with my predecessor, I found it impossible to work with the chair in the capacity of vice chair. Ringing endorsements, and he's the one who wanted to be vice chair, replacing the last vice chair. So, Britta, I must see. How are you going to run for vice chair?
Oh,
Well, he didn't let him respond, Julie.
your
Oh,
response.
hell no. I am the last person anybody wants in that any position
Well,
in the
you are the
co-op.
last person.
Yeah.
That talk about a burning of bridges, man. I tell you what, that would be a shit show. Oh yeah.
It's even worse. So Britta, rather than doing the professional thing and saying, thank you for your service, la, 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 issues her own statement in which she starts attacking Holtorf, saying, oh, you never gave me your some kind of outreach plan anyway, nah, and then releases private emails. What do you, I mean,
I think
again,
it's fun. I mean, because basically what the correspondent says is she's saying, where's my outreach plan? You promised me an outreach plan. He's saying, well, wait a minute. It's, because it's going into her strategic vision deal. She says, well, I have to see what the strategic vision deal is to fit in with whatever you're doing. I don't want to do something that's totally weird or something. So where's the strategic, and has anybody other than yourself seen the strategic plan? Or and she writes back on, you dumb cluck. You haven't given me the outreach plan,
I'm talking to you anymore.
I'm not talking to you anymore. Because we need to give this strategic plan to the donors, which I think like five, right? I mean,
Well, not anymore.
it's small donors. And the executive committee, which is about 20 people, not the rest of the program. All the rest of you don't need to be involved. I mean, come on. So we'll give it to a grand total of about 30 people, and that'll be our strategic vision. What kind of vision is that? I mean,
What do you, and my first question is, what do you make of her response to that? Again, how unprofessional, right?
yeah, like as anything she's done up till now has been professional.
Good point. That's not a shocker. Well, and let's move into then, because once again, so now we're left with Britta Horn, who we all agree is a complete disaster, but at least she doesn't talk to anybody, so it doesn't make any difference except Steve Klenda. But Russ Andrews is the lone standing, everyone else has resigned and quit. He's the secretary. So I'm going to bring up the full screen. So you had, Restore Real Colorado had put out an email, as a Rhino Watch, talking about the lawsuit that you have now filed, asking the court to tell Britta to at least follow her own rules. And then Russ Andrews
Wait
replied.
a minute. He also sent to all the putative defendants a saying, here's a copy of the complaint that I've filed, and here's a request if waiver of service to let you know and see if I don't have to spend the money to serve you. And usually you get nothing, or say, yeah, sure, you don't have to go to the expense of serving me. I got it. But no, Russ Andrews, our own little thuggette of a Republican.
If
Wow.
we could, Doug, pull up the full screen, the Garcia, the Andrews Garcia threat still picture. So this apparently is how he responded. So Ray,
I
why
forgot his beautiful
his
picture
picture
there.
there too. Ray, why don't you explain this and tell us what he said back to you?
Well, he didn't say it back to me. He responded back to the
Yo, Colorado. Yeah.
yes, exactly, that sent out the letter for me. But it was, if I remember right, that he said, great, this asshole's gonna lose 6 to 8 teeth. Which is
All right.
See it right there. Here it's so that here's the Restore Real Colorado sending out the information about the lawsuit. Nice picture of Russ Andrews
Well,
squealing. Well, let me finish.
with a turkey neck, what do they all have when you get old?
And then he responds to this email, great, this asshole is going to lose 6 to 8 teeth. Now we're kind of laughing about it here, but that's actually a physical threat against you, isn't it, Ray?
Oh yeah, but this is par for the course for Russ Andrews. I mean, the senile, he's really a senile old curmudgeon. I mean, just he's actually kind of funny to listen to. Everybody that ever interacts with him, I mean, he does have a restraining order against him by a neighbor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
And
that's
who
it.
should get it too? Well, but here's the thing. Let's talk about this is the secretary. This isn't some comment on social media. And we all know sometimes people in some of these chat groups can get a little out of hand. But no, this is the secretary of the Colorado State Republican Party essentially responding to news about a lawsuit naming him.
And having it part of a bigger email out to everybody.
Exactly. So, and he's making a threat, essentially going to knock your teeth out. I mean, what do you make of just again,
Well,
to me, it's like,
it's a professional response. I, as
but
an attorney, would kind of go, excellent, excellent response. That's how, when somebody says, would you like to accept service as a process, you say,
we'll knock your teeth
I
out.
knock your teeth out, which
But
the
you
first.
guys, this is not the first occurrence that Russ has done stuff like
Oh,
that.
no,
I
he.
mean, remember Eric Ro Grossman? He did
I'm
the.
glad you mentioned that because now let us pull up Doug. If we could pull up the second one, the Grossman threats, Andrews. And we talked with Eric about this, if this will come up. We were having a little bit of technical difficulty here.
Technical difficulty.
Yeah, I remember he told Eric, if you don't apologize, he's going to come. You better bring a security detail the next time he sees him.
That's right. What he said was, here we go. So this is Russ Andrews responding to Eric Grossman, who is a member of the state executive committee. He's an elected Colorado Republican leadership team, right? And he said, this is what Russ Andrews says to Eric Grossman. You don't apologize for calling me a liar, then you had better bring a security team to our next meeting, you greasy, slimy, and pardon me here, fuck. So he says, bring a
Very
security team
professional.
to our
Very.
next meeting, you greasy, slimy fuck. I guess, or he'd knock his teeth out too. I mean,
No, they're going to teach that.
this
You're going to
is the
kill them.
secretary of the Colorado Republican
That
Party.
team
It's
professional.
just, it's a, it would be a joke if it just weren't so pathetic, I think, right? Don't you?
Well, that's not all, you guys. I mean, I had an interaction with him right after Eric's. I mean, it was about a month after Eric's interaction with him where. Before Big Nat, Natalie Portman was gonna put out her petition, I guess they
Oh, yeah.
contacted me. Russ and Rich contacted me, wanting me to put out another petition. And I'm like, well, I don't. I said, how do I put it? I don't work. Say, I'm an old Marine, and I don't work well with liars. So yeah, anybody that knows Russ, when you point out he's a liar, which he is a liar, I call him Fork Tongue Russ. Anybody that points that out, boy, he gets all mad and just goes crazy. But he all the cussing and everything went crazy on me on text messages, and he told me I was going to lose some teeth, and he said that he's a, what did he say? He said he's a merchant marine, and I'm like, so you're a fisherman?
Whoa, those guys
I
are
said,
tough.
so you're a fisherman? Big deal. So what? I'm an actual Marine. I'm not a merchant Marine. I'm a US Marine. So, oh, it was hilarious. And he made his threats on that and then disappeared when I wasn't scared of him, you know. So, yeah, it's this par for the course.
It's just, I mean, say what you will. And I know there are people who didn't like Dave and Hope and Anna, but I don't think Hope Shupman ever once threatened to punch somebody out, you
Knock your
know?
teeth out. No,
Yeah.
okay, you say that again.
I
And I've
mean,
been taking my martial arts class, and you're sorry.
Yeah, grandpa's gonna mess around and break a hip.
Yeah.
yeah, the degree of unprofessionalism is, it's, I mean, it's astonishing. And like I said, it would be kind
It's
of,
a real opportunity for somebody to work with these professionals in
oh
a
yeah, this is
different capacity.
the party of unity, remember? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is, you know, and like Kathy says here, it's so embarrassing. It is embarrassing. And it's like, you know, and then, yeah, you're right.
Well,
The
Dr.
infamous.
Ghana says it's a mantra of a hillbilly food fight. All right.
Right. Well, and, you know, and they're the ones who want, you know, to unify with us. And
Unify. Yeah, that's good.
as Holtorf said, there were some sincere efforts. And Holtorf, I'll give him that, right? He was indeed actually reaching out, trying to figure out, because he knows we're racking up all of these legal bills to pay British, you know, attorney. And Britta just refused to participate at all. And you know, I don't, it's no matter how bad we thought it was, Ray, I think it's worse, and I think it's only going to get worse. What do you think?
Oh yeah, it's so much worse. I mean, and I go back and look at these old posts on Facebook that when right after she got elected and how everybody was kumbaya and I'm like, yeah, how did that work out for you? This is just so
And
terrible.
who's, and who, you know what? And I'm going to say, hey, thank you for nothing, Lauren Boebert. Thank you for nothing, Gabe Evans. Thank you for nothing, Jeff Hurd, Jeff Crank, who supported her and rammed her down our throats. And now essentially—
And thank you all the legislators.
Yeah.
All the hand did, but Barbara, thank you, Barb.
Yeah, for him to us. And now they wander away, right? And because they've got Americans for Prosperity and billionaire donors giving money to them. So the Colorado Republican Party, in the meantime, now we find out it's $200,000 in debt. We were saying on the show, it's really, it's the Klenda Party anymore, because any money that anyone donates to the Colorado Republican
From
Party
now till time immemorial
is going to go to pay Steve Klenda, basically Britta Horn's personal attorney, who, by the way, she also left when she left Route County, ended up putting Route County on the hook for $90,000 to Steve Klenda.
Yep. But that was an excellent point, and to your point, where are all these? All the elected officials that were so, you know, pushing her down our throats and, you know, right there. Where are they now? Where are they since they got her elected?
They're down to the legislature doing a great job.
Yeah. Now, theoretically, they meet with Britta on a regular basis. And kind of like, you know, well, she was pushing that club you could join for $26 or something like that where you can meet them. I don't get that impression. I get the impression that these people are just distancing themselves. It's like they got rid of the grassroots people, so they don't have to worry about Dave Williams and Dave, you know, Hope Shuppleman anymore. I mean, and Anna and the rest of us. So now they have Britta, and I think it goes back exactly to what you say, Ray. There is an ulterior motive behind all of this.
Well, the good part is, you know, if you have a sore tooth, you have a problem, and so forth. Russ Andrews will be acting as a secretary in dental thing, and he'll knock some of those teeth out for you, no charge, no charge.
So here's another part, guys. So if Russ leaves and they have to have a special SEC meeting, she can't call a special SEC meeting without dealing with my appeal to the SEC for the petition.
That's right.
So how's she going to do that?
Well, we know.
She'll just ignore it. I mean, I do want to say, because we're members of the State Central Committee, and I do see people on some of these chat groups are saying, why doesn't the SEC do something? And I want to say to them, we're trying. Ray's filed another lawsuit. He's filed petitions. We've signed petitions. We've demanded meetings. And it is, I mean, she's a dictator. It's like, you know, when the dictator says, everyone go back to your houses or we'll have you arrested, you don't have a lot of choice. It's like
putting out the Revolutionary Guard.
We're trying, and she just ignores it.
We could always do like she did when they tried to remove Dave and just have an illegal meeting.
Right. Well, you know, I think that becomes the thing. And I don't know what you do here because, again, I think it could be, let's just say this. What if something happens to her? She gets sick or something. Well, then it would be the vice chair's job to step up and run the meeting, except we don't have a vice chair, right?
Which so, the secretary then? Russ. Russ should be the chair. Oh, my God.
Well, he'll break your teeth out. It's such a, I mean, it is embarrassing. You've got to think, and I'm going to say this. It's like, no offense, Christy Fedora, Randy Corcoran, where are you guys? You know, it's like, this is the Republican Party. And I know the RNC is different than the Colorado Republican Party.
Yes, it is.
But somebody who has the attention of some people kind of above us peasants, I think needs to step in
I'm
and
told,
deal with this.
I'm told by good sources that the Republican Party thinks that she's doing a good job. The RNC thinks it's good. We hate to see what a bad job
is telling her. Yeah.
Hate to see what a bad job is. If Gooders, whoever his name is, thinks she's doing a good job, you hate to see those parties he thinks they're doing a bad job.
But, and how would they measure that? How can you say that she's done a good job?
No.
Any measurement.
And that's so, you know, she's had two vice chairs resign. And again, not because they were too busy, not because they wanted to spend more time with their family,
but treasurer resigned.
Specifically saying she was too difficult to work with. The treasurer resigned, the parliamentarian resigned. Nancy Pelosi, who was one of her BFFs, right, resigned rather than, I mean, everyone has gone away.
There's one exception. I think we have enough. Richard Tech, our favorite Boulder rhino, Richard Tech jumped into the breach. Decided he was on a boat and he saw the Titanic was going by and grappled himself on. And he's
Richard Kreck or Keck?
Tech.
Okay, Tech. Okay.
And he's now our, what is he? He's our treasurer. Yeah, that's what it is. And so he's joined on the SS Titanic going down. So Maybe he could be vice chair. Maybe he could
Well, and
become.
I understand, maybe you know this too. I think he's just, because I think, and this, I'll say this, this is not Brita's fault. The FEC reports are, in not just in Colorado, but in other places, are kind of a mess going back decades. So apparently the company doing the filing was like, yeah, we're not going to put our name on this.
Thanks.
Yeah, no names. So Richard had to step up and
All
say.
right, Richard. He must be judgment proof or something.
So Ray, where do you see this going?
Which part? Rich,
No,
writing?
just in general. I mean,
The Colorado Republican
yeah,
Party.
we're
Very,
Brita.
very,
They're
they're on the
meaning.
verge of making doing great things.
I think when we got Dave Williams elected for 2 years, that was a reprieve. It was
Yeah.
something that they didn't count on,
No.
and they were very upset about. But just like getting Donald Trump elected, it was a reprieve. I think their intention is to destroy the Republican Party and,
Yes, you're
take
right.
it down
Absolutely right.
altogether. So
No,
we got a.
and you know what's interesting? I want to take people back to when Dave Williams was chair, and every time, somebody had an itch, right? They were complaining, all the news stations from Channel 9 to Complete Colorado, Colorado Sun, Denverite, Denver Gazette, they all jumped up and down on Dave Williams. Not a word about the fact that the Colorado and the main media, right, and the Rhino media, that the Colorado Republican Party is broke. Not a word that she is driving us deeper into debt daily with her outrageous and vindictive lawsuits. Not a word that the chair, that yet another vice chair has resigned. You don't see that anywhere.
Silence.
Silence.
Well, yeah, but they attacked Dave with nothing but lies. Remember when they had that?
Yeah.
It was
Yeah, but
nothing
David
but.
didn't even have to be true.
Yeah, they said that he had no money, that he was going to be evicted from the GOP location and all this. And he had no donors, and everything that they said was lies and proved that they were lying about it. But here they have all the truth and they won't report it.
No. Well, and it goes back to, again, much of that is controlled either by Democrats or Phil Anschutz, who is, I mean, his spokespeople, let me put it that way, are on the record repeatedly pushing for jungle primaries. And it,
All
all
three, including John Caldera.
the, yeah, John Caldera, Dick Wadhams,
Dick Wadhams, Dick W. Boy,
Eric Sonderman.
Eric Sonder. We love the Sonder man.
And I think, Ray, you hit it on the head that. That this is what they wanted, and you're right. We had a 2 year reprieve under Dave. They needed to make sure that the grassroots was trampled and wasn't going to be able to come back. And now they're, I absolutely agree. And I don't know if Brita was part of it or it was just like she was so incompetent they knew they could
Well,
trust her to destroy
they knew
it.
an incompetent
Oh
person.
yeah, she's a good
The
puppet.
worst
She's a very
person
good
ever
puppet.
elected in Colorado, Brita Horn. Oh, let's get her. She's elected once.
Yeah, they found a good puppet that'll do exactly what she's told.
Yes. Yes. Well, so I guess because we'll let you go. Because there anything new?
Anything other good news?
Anything new on the lawsuit or
Anything?
anything new that you want to just kind of update people on? Or are we kind
Oh,
of?
we're still. And we're in the process right now of getting everybody served. So far, we have one person served. That's Keck. And
Yeah, a good friend, Peg Cage, just served him. That's great.
yeah, she did. Outstanding, Peg, doing that. Yeah. We're still working on Clenda, Andrews, and Britta.
Okay.
So, and of
Really
course, they're
careful when
avoiding.
you got poor guys.
Yeah, send somebody in with a SWAT team to give it to Rusty Andrews so they don't get their teeth knocked in.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, if we can't find so if we can't get people to actually serve them, I just have to hire the sheriff's department, which the
Yeah.
sheriff's department will do their best, but they don't bend over backwards to try. They'll knock on the door and then leave and knock on the
Not
door and then
easy,
leave
man.
and then say, ah, we couldn't do it.
Well, sooner or later they got to surface, right? Sooner or later there's going to be a state
Well, they'll hope
assembly.
with state assembly, they'll all be there. Of course, if we have a election for the vice chair, that has to be meeting there. So
Well, again, she's going to be like, I can see Brita just doing the dictator thing and just saying, we're not going to have a vice chair anymore or a secretary, actually. It's just going to be me, and my
me,
attorney. So,
yeah.
hey, Ray, listen, thank you
Thanks,
again
Ray.
for coming on the show and all the work that you
You're
do.
doing a great job.
It's always a
Let's
pleasure,
think
guys.
about
Thank
that
you
vice
guys for
chair
everything
position.
you do.
All right, thank
Right.
you.
Take
Well,
care.
and again,
All
to
right.
just comment, so the vice chair resigns, and I'm sure in part, not only was Brita difficult to work with, but if you're him, you're looking at this. The party, she's again, she started the year with $70,000 from the Dave Williams administration and no debt. She's wrapping up the year with just $5,000 more than what she
Hey,
started
Julie, I
with.
had a question about that.
Oh, sure.
So, Tom had told me that they had given him 112,000. Where did
Well,
the seven?
but she had, oh, I don't know. That was just what I heard. So they said
There was some debts that they were paying off.
so okay, so even more than 70,000 possibly. They might have even left him with more than 100,000.
Yeah, from what I saw, it was 112,000 that they were left.
Ah,
Well, that's
okay,
not
then my information could be wrong. Either way, it
either
was
was an extra money.
at least
Well, at
$70,000
this point in Dave's thing, he had $600,000 in cash
on hand.
in the not the end, at this point in his
Administration.
administration, he had
Yeah.
$16,000 in cash.
After starting with a debt, because
Yes.
they left him in debt.
That's right. That's right. But hey, we wouldn't want anyone to run the party like that, Ray.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah, no.
All
Yeah,
right.
we don't play by their rules.
No, exactly. So thank you. Thank you again, Ray. And again, the $200,000. I mean, I'm only kind of joking when I say any money you give is going to pay down Clenda, but it is. I
What do
mean,
you mean?
there's
You
no
think it's
money.
yeah,
Yeah,
sure.
there's no money for anything else. She's got and her own $20,000. She still owes $14,500 on the loan that she had to take out. So, and again, I think it's worth noting that when she left Rout County in disgrace, she also had hired Clenda and left Rout County stuck with a $90,000
To
bill
Glenda.
to Clenda. So somehow or another, Britta Horn and Clenda have kind of a good
Leave
deal.
away.
Yeah, well, they have a good deal going where the
Yeah.
only person making any money
It's
out of
Glenda.
any of this is Steve Clenda,
Yeah, and
who
we
is
never
like.
see Glenda. He's never at any meetings. He doesn't come to SEC. He's never he hides somewhere, and somebody ought to find where he's hiding out at.
That's right. Okay, here this from JK. We're gonna have, oh, before we get a couple of minutes here, so we'll read some of these comments. Sue Moore with Liberty Scorecard Colorado is coming on. There's like already like a bazillion bill. Oh, here she's here. So perfect.
I'm
All right, hi.
here.
So Sue Moore with Liberty Scorecard Colorado.
Hi.
They track legislative bills, and we'll get you to explain what you do and how people can help because everyone here says they love you. They love you. But my thing is like, how many bills have been filed? We're
How
only
many things to improve our state?
forward to.
Well, hello, Chuck. Hello, Julie. Good to see you,
Hi.
Ray Garcia. It's been a while. Ray and I go way back. He was a district captain when I
Way,
was still
way
the
back.
county chair. Yeah, he's my buddy. He was my sergeant at arms. So if anybody was acting up in one of our meetings, he was standing at the door ready to toss him out. So God
Right.
bless
Yeah,
Ray Garcia.
interestingly enough, I was the one that got Sue elected, or not Sue, it was Joe elected. Sue nominated Joe the night before for the CD1 chair back in, was this 2016? I think it
Go
was.
who?
And
Go
it
who?
was against.
Yeah, 2015, I think. But yeah, it's been a long time, 10 years at
And my
least.
vote was the one that turned and gave it to him.
We had some fun back then. We kind of
Oh
stirred
man,
up
they
things
went
with the
crazy.
establishment. They did. We were not well liked for a while. Well, we're still not well liked, but that's okay.
All right,
Let's
well,
change.
let's go on and then, Ray, thank you for that. It's a couple, so the bill, because I was reading something like 4,238,000 of our, no, I'm just
Yeah,
exaggerating.
not quite. But yeah, it's oddly enough, it's been kind of a slow start to the legislative session. They did all their smart hearings, and apparently that kind of tied things up for a while. But they're not stopping. There's still about 170 bills, I bet, that have been introduced. So yeah, and they're cranking them out like sausage right now. So yeah, we've been hard at work for a few weeks. And just for those of you who don't know, Liberty's Scorecard, we actually read all the bills as they're introduced. We have a great group of people, about a dozen or 15 people, who are reading bills on a weekly basis. We apply principles like, free markets, limited government, property rights, individual rights, things like that. We have a formula as we're reading bills. So people are kind of inputting their information or their thoughts in a giant spreadsheet, and then we meet on Sundays. We discuss the bills, and we take a position of either support or oppose. If we can't come to an agreement, sometimes we just throw a bill out. Or if it's got conflicting principles, we don't rate them all. But of the 700 bills last year, we did I don't know, 475 or 500 bills. I can't remember exactly, but we do take a position on the lion's share of bills. So what we're doing really is collecting data points. So once we've taken a position, we compare our position with the votes of all the legislators, their final committee votes, and their final floor votes. And we just kind of run all the data and come up with a score for each of the legislators. So we're not universally loved, but you know, there are hands. All we're really trying to do is paint a picture as to whether or not these people actually understand and can apply these conservative principles. So,
Well, it's the only real honest guide to what your representative is up to.
what
Hindsight.
they say and then what they do,
Yeah, what they
right?
do.
It's, yeah, it's, yeah. They say all kinds of things on the campaign trail, and then they vote a different way. So we're just trying to hold them accountable. We do our best. It's not perfect, but we just feel like it's a really good representation of how these people are voting. So, yeah, how are you?
What are some of the worst things coming our way? Because we do have, people need to know, a Democrat-controlled legislature, so they can pretty much ram through what they
Right.
want.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They kind of came out early with their gun bills. They're really awful gun bills this year. And I think they were doing that just to kind of avoid the momentum. You know, once the gun rights activists get, you know, find out about these bills, they try and flood the chambers and, you know, and raise hell in committee meetings. But so, yeah, you know, they're trying to regulate what, gun barrels. Ray knows a whole lot more about this than I do, but I don't know. You know, how you how
A
you
gun barrel. Well, they want to expand red flag laws, right? So, like, your dog can report you too, right?
Yeah, almost anybody can report you now. A healthcare worker, someone who works in the school administrators, you know, people who probably don't really know you that well, but they're just trying to expand the red flag bill and, you know, make it easy for someone to take away your guns.
About parent rights, anything? I mean, I'm
Any of
assuming
those?
that they're going to try to get rid of one.
Not that I recall
Not
off the
yet.
top of my head yet. I know they're coming. I tried to run some of these because I knew you were going to ask these questions. I don't recall any of those yet, but I know they're in the pipe.
Okay.
Yeah, there actually was were a couple of good bills. There's
Drug
one
bills.
Senate
Wow.
bill. Yeah, I mean, in regards to that, Senate Bill 73, the title is Order of Additional Parenting Time. So if you're having an issue with your, you know, your ex-spouse, usually it's the father, unfortunately, but you know,
Right.
things get tied up in court and you're missing a lot of your visitation. What this does is says, you know, whatever visitation you had taken away from you while they were, you know, unraveling this whole thing, you get that back.
Oh, that is
So,
good for them. Yeah.
yeah. So,
I'll
I
feel
mean,
that.
there, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's only fair. And there was another bill. I can't remember who's running it, and I don't remember the details, so I'm not going to spout off on that. But
Well, let me ask you this
Well,
then.
I've heard that one of our own very own, I think a legislator named Barone is putting through a bill in which exempting, saying that people over 70, or maybe it's moved to 72, you had it last year, shouldn't be on jury duty because,
Yeah, you know, I kind of like that because I'm getting older,
Yeah, well, I'm
but
there. You know, I
no.
don't want to be on the
Yeah, you
jury
know,
pool.
he ran that last year and
Yeah.
it didn't pass, but I'm like, you know, these people have time. You know, you want to shift that burden to my, you know, 32-year-old son who's got three kids and make
Yeah.
him show up for
Well, and I think
jury
attorneys, hello, they have peremptory challenges, right? If the attorney thinks and the
You're
judge,
falling
you
off to
know, if
sleep.
you're falling off asleep and if you don't know where you are, I'm pretty sure you're not.
But it's a strange one. Let's just make sure that the older, more conservative
Well,
jury
yeah.
members are not there. So.
Yeah, but it's run by a Republican. I don't
Well, that
quite
doesn't matter. I mean,
understand.
Republicans, many of them are worse than the Democrats. I mean,
Well,
you
yeah,
know.
you got a point there.
Well, let me
Yeah.
ask you this. One thing I wanted to see if what your sense is, what we're seeing, it seems to me, is an increasing sort of divide and the Democrats fighting, right? I mean, like the sort of what might be considered any more moderate Democrats are fighting the
Social
socialist
Democrats.
communists. I mean, they're even like infighting and filing ethical complaints against each other and things like that. Whose bills, or do you see that being a struggle? In other words, where somebody, the progressives say, okay, everyone's going to be communist from now on, and then the moderate Democrats would be like, no, we can't go that far. Do you see any of that kind of internal Democrat struggle?
Only what I read in the media, we're kind of really agnostic as to who sponsors a bill. And believe it or not, occasionally a Democrat will sponsor a decent bill. For example, Jennifer Bacon, who's a really uber liberal Democrat, sponsored a bill. It's basically the our how do they call it? Our Fourth Amendment rights can't be bought. It's House Bill 1037. It's banned government purchase of personal data from third parties. So it's really a privacy
Oh,
bill.
good for her.
If cops are going after you and the cops and they can buy this data, they can see where you've been online and things like that. So Ken DeGraff actually signed on to this bill with Jennifer Bacon. So strange bedfellows, but
That's great. Love
Yeah,
that.
and there are some of those issues. You're right. I mean, in some ways anymore, there are certain areas where kind of like the socialists and some of their ideas are actually kind of conservative ideas in terms of, like that privacy rights and things like that.
Right. Yeah, and there are a couple bills coming up on surveillance, like all these cameras that are everywhere. Senate Bill 70 and Senate Bill 71. We're actually kind of trying to work through those. There might be some issues there, but basically, they're just trying to limit how much surveillance state, what the police are allowed to do, what law enforcement is allowed to access. Can they go to these to the social media companies and say, hey, we've got a warrant. You need to respond. First of all, you have to have a 24/7 person within your organization that we can get a hold of. Then you have to respond within 72 hours. So, a lot of this stuff is moving really fast. And what we don't want are these blanket search warrants that just allow them to, go into all of your social media background. And so, yeah, I mean, there's some interesting stuff where some Democrats and some really conservative Republicans can get on board together. So, yeah,
What
so
about AI stuff? It alarms me that we've got legislators, so I think some of them know less about
and maybe AI themselves.
maybe AI generated themselves, fiddling around. I mean, I know it's a can of worms, but every time I see the legislature, you see some guy who clearly doesn't have any clue what they're talking about wants to
I
pass
don't
it.
even know what
Do you,
AI stands for.
yeah, really? Do you
Can't even
think
spell
it's like steak
it.
sauce? Do you see any of those coming down? Anything like that, or is that?
Not yet, but wasn't there one in the special session, and I can't remember the details on that the governor wanted fixed, and I don't think they came up with a fix to that. That's really more of a federal issue, I think, in our opinion. But on the AI subject, we're using the hell out of it this year. We've gone into ChatGPT, and kudos to my son Kevin. He's kind of the brain trust behind this. He's the architect, but we created this GPT, and we call it Liberty Lens. So what we can do is run these bills through Liberty Lens, and what we've asked it to do is, look at this bill through the lens of, these conservative thinkers like Thomas Sowell, Milton Friedman, politicians like Rand Paul, Thomas Massie, and look at the Tabor, make sure it complies with that. And we've got all these kind of metrics in there, and then it'll spit out, and it's not always right, not by a long shot, but occasionally it will spit out some really interesting stuff, and we can ask it, wasn't there a bill like this 3 years ago or in the last 5 years? Can you compare and contrast that bill with this one?
Well,
Yeah.
all you guys may be replaced by
Yeah, Robin.
AI. That's an interesting idea. And we've actually had a couple of our legislators send us their bill drafts and say, run this through your Liberty Lens. And it'll say, well, okay, this is a pretty good bill, but if you tweak this or ran that amendment, and it's really, really powerful stuff.
That's great.
So,
That's
to
really
ignore that or
cool.
to pretend like it's going away, it ain't going to happen. And if you use it for good, I mean, we could actually replace our entire legislature with AI
We
and
go.
get better legislation.
I would say, and give them kind of cool Australian accents
For
too.
sure. Yeah, we can do any of that or some kind of sexy Italian man. I kind of,
Oh, yeah,
I
there
like where you're
you
going with this. I
go.
like where you're going.
Let me then, because I'll let you just kind of wrap it up, because I know we're just starting, and we'll stay in touch with you, and please feel free to reach out anytime. But you guys need help. Where can people go to help?
Well, our website, first of all, is libertyscorecardco.us. And from there, you can actually subscribe to. We put out usually a weekly or a biweekly, just kind of summary of the bills that we've been looking at and highlighting a few. And within that, we also say, this bill's coming up in this committee. at this time. If you want to go testify, go to this link and learn all about that. But so libertyscorecardco.us, and send us money. There's a donate link on there too. We don't spend a lot of money, and
You mean
we don't
the
endorse candidates, so we have no reason to raise a lot of money other than to cover our expenses, but we do need to cover our expenses, so
Absolutely.
check
All
that
right.
out.
All right. Well, once again, thank you
Sue
for all the work
Moore,
you do.
nobody better.
Yeah.
And send some money to him.
All right.
You
Thank
guys
you, Sue.
rock.
All
All right.
right.
Thank
Thank
you so
you.
much.
Bye-bye. Hey, and then I just got a text here saying too, so thank you to Sue Moore, and we'll keep in touch with her because it
Right
is, I
afternoon.
mean, yeah, because if you wait it to the end of the session, you're like, what?
Yeah.
And they do a great job with their Liberty Scorecard where they rate the
Well,
lawmakers
that's the
too.
only thing you have. Because they're, all these people in Weld County go, well, ah, conservative, and then you come out and they have an F.
Right,
The Barbara
exactly.
Kirkmeyers of the world.
But I have to say, I just found out, so Colorado Politics has
Aren't it
indeed
funny?
did a story about Richard Holthoff resigning, the
Oh,
party
yeah?
being broken, things like that. And this
And
is interesting. Yes, something new. So Russ Andrews, the merchant,
thuggish-like.
thug of the Republican Party, apparently told Colorado Politics, and I'm going to read here, so that he shares Holthoff's frustration with Horn, but he'll stay in his position at least through early April when the assembly is being held. And then he said, Britta is very difficult to work with. He hasn't spoken with her in over a month.
Well,
Oh, there you
they're a
go.
leadership team. It
Yeah.
is our leadership team working together.
She said she's a horrible fundraiser and she doesn't seek the counsel of anyone but her lawyer. It's been a very, very difficult environment. I want to make it through the assembly.
Go punch a few people out that I
But
can meet there.
he said, this is a good quote, but Britta Horn, she isn't in over her head. She's in the Marianas Trench. So there we go. Ringing endorsement of our chair, Britta Horn.
By the remaining
But the
officer.
remaining officer,
That's
she
great.
doesn't even talk to. Well, and again, I'm just beginning to come, and I know this is cynical of me, suspicious that
Yeah.
so Steve Klenda, so Britta Horn leaves Rout County owing Steve Klenda $90,000. She ran
Right.
up unnecessary legal bills there. She's racked up $166,000 in unnecessary legal bills to Steve Klenda right now, who is the only person getting paid. Well, I guess they're paying some other bills, but he's the main person getting paid. And I just wonder, what's in it for Britta? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's like if
yeah.
she calls Steve Klenda, the only thing he says to her is, have you got any more money for me?
Got some money?
Yeah, did you raise any money? And it's like, so there we go. There we go. But at least Colorado Politics did it. So that is interesting
Yes,
because
yes,
somebody
yes.
gave them permission to do it. Somebody being like the Phil Anschutz wing of the party. So I think
Right,
the
right.
Rhino wing of the party is dropping that.
Right.
One other kind of interesting thing I want to talk about is, speaking of the media, the Washington Post, they do not like Jeff Bezos, who bought them. They fired 30% of the reporters today. 300 jobs cut at the Washington Post. Now my guess is it's not going to make any difference. I mean, people will be like, no one will notice that they cut their sports section and things like that,
International section,
international section, but they're not making any money. No one's subscribing to them. No one's reading them online. And Bezos is like, we can't afford this. But the stupid reporters, rather than saying, oh, maybe we need to look at doing our jobs better or something, like just complain. So Jacob says, I thought Trump says, you're fired. So that's going on there too. And then a final thing, and I know Jacob was commenting earlier, so just want to touch this before we wrap up. The whole Savannah Guthrie's mother, she's that TV person whose mother was apparently kidnapped out of her Arizona
And
home.
she's 84. She's
She's
not like
84.
a
Yeah.
spring chicken, exactly.
No, that's a weird case. We'll keep our eye on that too. That's just sometimes in cases like this, speaking of what Sue was talking about, the surveillance state, right? Everybody in this neighborhood, I'm sure, had cameras and door cameras, and apparently the cameras in her house were dismantled or
Exactly.
smashed or
Inside job.
Now there's a difference between being dismantled and smashed, right? You don't know, did she turn them off or did somebody break them? But there's just something weird about that whole thing. And my guess is the cops
Jeffrey
have,
Epstein's behind it,
like I
so
said, Jeffrey Epstein and Elvis kidnapped
Elvis
her.
is definitely behind it.
So anything else?
Well, more on Jeffrey Epstein, because we can't end any show without Jeffrey Epstein. Julie loves Jeffrey Epstein. I asked my son, "You've heard of Jeffrey Epstein?" Yeah. Shh, shh. Thank you. That's part of our staff leaving for the day.
Hey guys, I have one more thing.
Oh, sure, go
Oh,
ahead,
all
right?
right. Yeah, go
Just a
ahead.
couple of minutes.
Since you had Sue on, and we love Sue much so much, have you guys noticed how the Barn Kirkmeyer crews have been poo-pooing the results on all those
The Liberty scorecard? Well,
Liberty
she,
score?
no, I have not noticed. She gets an F, so no wonder.
Yeah, well,
Yeah,
I'm
they've
sure
been
she'd
so they've
love
been
it.
campaigning. The Michelle, what's her name out of Pueblo, is campaigning on that she doesn't go off of the Liberty scorecard because that's unreliable and they can't.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
right. That's right. I
Exactly.
forgot.
How
Yeah.
funny how their side always hates Liberty scorecard.
So that's a ringing endorsement for the rest of us to
Yeah.
know that the
Well,
Liberty
no, it's
scorecard.
you can't trust them. I mean,
Sue pointed out they don't care. They don't endorse candidates. They don't not endorse candidates. It's like I think you could. I don't like she said. They don't even. They pay attention to the bills. They meet these standards, and then you know, then they rate them. That's all there is to it. There is not, I think, a more objective. If you will, I mean, they're completely transparent about how they do it. And I also know that she's talked about this before. If a lawmaker has an issue with how they rated it or they
yeah, sure.
do, they have the
I've
chance to,
talked to them and changed the bill if they are so
or
inclined.
see. Yeah. So oh,
But
that's pretty good, Ray. Thank you for bringing that up.
yeah, that is
yeah,
beautiful.
what is it they say? Sunlight is the best disinfectant.
There you go.
Exactly.
There you
Exactly.
go.
Well, you're going to have to hold your
No,
Jeffrey.
I don't. No, I don't. Okay, we got a couple minutes here. So, my latest thing on Jeffrey Epstein is, have you noticed all your Jeffrey Epstein followers and stuff? If you're any way connected with Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, there's some guy in Slovakia who was an advisor to the president. He had it thrown off, and he sent some emails to Jeffrey Epstein, even though they were pretty innocent. He's out of here. Lord Mandelson, the most powerful labor insider, bam, he's getting out of Prince Andrew. I mean, they're just, if you were connected with
It's
Jeffrey
backfiring
Epstein,
on the Democrats.
anybody can say, except one place, his most prominent and closest ally he ever had was Ihac Barak, who is the was the prime minister of Israel, head of military intelligence. Have you heard anything in Israel about Epstein and why Ehud Barak is in fact very close? No, they're going, oh no, that's Jeffrey's a good guy. You know, leave Jeffrey alone. I
Yeah, that
mean.
great cockroach. Listen, that'll wrap it up for us.
So keep an eye on that, and we'll be reporting back in our next one about more Jeffrey Epstein stuff.
You to Ray. Thank you to Sue. Thank you to everybody else on Zoom
Yeah,
and to
just
Doug.
again, give some money to Liberty Scorecard
All
if you
right.
can.
And we'll see you guys all next week. Thanks, everyone. I
Bye
like the cock. Good cockroach there, Ray.
bye.
Bye, everyone
Great show,
on
guys.
Zoom. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. That's fabulous.
Thank you. We'll see you next
Oh,
time. Bye-bye.
see you next time. Cheers.